My and the Lord. Amen. 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 I can't get this. I wasn't going to read it. But some of you's probably curious what I'm reading when I'm walking around. I ain't never been through the book of Psalms. I'm trying to read through the Bible. The Lord opened the book of Psalms. He revealed it unto me on about the latter half, between the hours of about 2 and 5 o'clock on Saturday. And God began to show me some things. And I want to read you what your pastor's talking about. Psalms chapter 136, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Shihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery of harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, as much as I thank God for that, and as much as I wish the Lord would reveal that to me just a little bit more, that I could kind of get beside myself and just praise him, I've got to preach what God's laid on my heart. And it don't make no sense to me. But God's answered my prayer. And God showed me direction in the way we should go tonight. And here we go. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. We'll begin reading in verse number 5. Excuse me, verse number 6. We'll begin reading in verse number 6. I want to read 3 verses, 6, 7, and 8, and then I'm going to kind of break down what the Lord showed me here. 1 Peter chapter 1, begin reading in verse number 6. If you would stand, reverence reading of God's word. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 6. If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, though through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Our Father, Lord, I have confidence tonight, Father, that you'll lighten our mind, you'll illuminate it. Father, you'll loose our lips. And I have confidence tonight, God, that you'll anoint the hearing, because we cannot do that, Father. It's going to take you revealing it, Father, to your people. God, it makes no sense to me. And God, I wouldn't have got behind this sacred desk, nor would I have even opened the book, Father, if you had not been with me. And God, you go with me whithersoever I goest. And God, you're here tonight. I'm well aware that you're here. And Father, I ask you to preach through me. I pray you would preach for me, God. I can't do this, and God, nor would I ever do this unless I had you with me. God, I pray you'd anoint the hearing here tonight. I pray, Father, you'd condition hearts. I pray you'd convict hearts. And I pray, Father, you would help us to have an understanding, God, a better understanding of your word. Show us, Father, tonight, God, that which we need. And Father, I pray you'd reveal it unto a few people and give them, Father, the realness of this verse. God, as you've jumped it off the page at me, I pray you'd help us. God, touch us, Father, I pray. In Jesus' sweet and precious holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to read and begin in verse number 1. Now I'm going to go through it as punctuation would lead, to kind of give you a better understanding of what verses go with what, to see how Peter is writing. The Bible says, verse number 1, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God and the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied." So we see the entrance. Now we'll move on. Verse number 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again." That word begotten means to save or to draw out. It says, "and hath begotten us," he has saved us again, "unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We see a comma. He continues on. "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Another comma. "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." He stops there. He starts again. "Wherein ye greatly rejoice." I'm rejoicing for my salvation. Amen. But he says here, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be," if need be, "ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." I believe some of y'all don't need to be tempted the way you're tempted. The Bible says, "if need be." Some of y'all's put yourself in a predicament. Do you chew on that for a minute? "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold." Some of y'all want to get out of it, but this trial's precious.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
"Through it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I believe he appeared here last night. I believe he appeared here this morning. I believe he's done appeared here this evening. What's the Bible say? Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to praise him, honor him, glory in him when he shows up. Even through trials. Amen. Now the Bible says, whom having not seen, ye love. I love him. In whom, though now ye see him not, what?
Yet
believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You say, preacher, what is everybody joying about? What is everybody kind of going crazy about? The Bible says it. Yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. Because I ain't even seen him yet. You think what it's going to be. The Bible says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And he stops. He starts again. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed. That's a big thing. Revealing. That not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. They want to know what's going on down here. They want to know why Bethel's about to erupt off a foundation. Says they desire. Say, why is that? It says right here, it says, let's see, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell you, blessed God, this is why things is happening. Because, blessed God, you have not seen, but you love him.
Amen.
It says here, whom though now ye see him not, yet believe him. Bless God, you ain't even seen him, but you believe. I believe tonight, church. Bless God, I believe. The Bible says in 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning, hear in fear. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's the reading of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 19, if correctly read. I want to preach on this thought. It's one small thought. And if I can't get nothing more, then just tell you about it. To God be the glory. Just believe. Just believe. The Bible says, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I believe tonight, church. If I don't understand what God's given me, I don't understand the points, I don't understand where I'm at. All I know is I read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8, said, yet believing, and God said, you believe? I believe, bless God. I believe that he's the Son of God. I believe, bless God, that he's the one true living God. I believe that he's the Savior and that he's the author and finisher of my faith. I believe, bless God, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I believe tonight, bless God, that he's everything I ever needed. I believe tonight when I come down to an altar and I begin to pray with all manner of confidence that God has instilled in me. I believe that he hears every petition that I have. I believe that he knows everything I'm praying about. I believe he knows every condition, every situation of every prayer request and where they're at and what's taking place. And I believe he's going to answer it. And I believe. I believe, church. And if I can't tell you nothing else tonight, I believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? I mean, do you truly believe? When my wife first got pregnant, I didn't really believe. Say, why is that, preacher? Because I seen no evidence. I couldn't see. The belly wasn't there yet. Didn't really make sense to me. I didn't really believe in the seeing aspect. But I thought, well, she says it, and so I'll believe. What's the Bible say? Amen. It's in whom ye have not yet seen. You love. That's all I can tell you. In whom having not yet seen, you love. I got one on the way that I ain't never seen, but bless God, I love her. Oh God, I love her. I had one coming on the way and I never seen her, but yet I love her. And man, when she got here, I seen her. And I loved her that much the more. And I believe, bless God. I don't know, church. I don't know what you're praying about, but I believe God hears it. I don't know what you're struggling with, but I believe it's for a purpose. I don't know what you're going through, but bless God, I believe that God's going to handle it. I believe. When she looked at me the first time, my belief became real. Because the Bible says, in whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. I rejoice. I've come to figure out if you want God to show up, bless God, you've got to rejoice. You've got to tell him how much you're thankful for him. You've got to tell him how much you love him, how much he means to you, how beautiful he is. Brag on his son. Compliment his feet. Compliment his hair. Compliment his hands. Compliment his eyes. Tell him how good he is. Tell him how much you thank him. Tell him how much he's wonderful, how great he is, how marvelous he is, and how everything is altogether lovely. And when you do that, the Spirit begins to believe that much the more. And when the Spirit begins to believe that much the more, God shows up. And the Bible says, bless God, that he showed up. Said he showed up. But I see, first of all, I see a recollecting of the call in verses 6 through 9. The Bible says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That word manifold means various sorts of all kinds. There's a bunch of different temptations. It says through manifold temptations that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Turn with me to the book of John. Some of you, the Lord ain't revealed it to you yet. John chapter 20, verse number 29. Or better yet, let's back up to verse 26. The Bible says, and after 8 days, again the disciples were within, and Thomas, doubting Thomas, with them. The Lord made sure he put that in there now. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, I'm sure there's a couple doubting Thomas's here this evening. Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We see the recollect here. It's brought back to his mind. Thomas didn't believe. They was in such unbelief that they had to hide themselves in a room by themselves, yeah, in disbelief of what had taken place. And God showed up. Yes. I'm sure to a crowd, to the disciples. He said, Thomas, make sure you put him in there. That's serious. He said, Because thou didn't believe, you take thy hand and thrust it. He didn't say place it, Brother Seth. He didn't say just lay it on my side. Yeah. He said stick it in there. Yeah. Get you some. Yeah. And he said take thy finger and get you some more. Yeah. And said don't be faithless when you do it. Yeah. Said Thomas done it. Said my Lord. He said my Lord. He didn't say our. He didn't say, well, the Lord. He didn't say, well, a Lord. Or it's the, you know, the Lord we've seen. He said, that's my Lord and my God. Amen. Thomas believed, bless God. He said, Thomas, now I had to show up for you to believe. And some of you are thinking, well, God's just going to have to show up for me to believe. Maybe God's wanting you to just believe before he'll show up. You want God show up, go and believe for him. Amen. You want God show up and you truly do it, you believe on him beforehand. Yes, hey, some of you, bless God, it's all over me right now. Hey, some of you got something going on and you think, well, I'm just done with it. God ain't never going to show up. You ain't believed.
Right.
Well, this crowd's got it. You ain't believed. The Bible says, yet believing. It didn't say currently believing or believing for as much. He said yet believing. He said you ain't made it that far yet, but you got to get there. We're believing currently. Peter says yet believing. He said it's current. It's happening. He said even though he ain't here, even though things is not there, you're still believing. We got to believe. We see the recollect of the call there. Second of all, I see the regard to the call. Verses 10 and 11, the Bible says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Peter's telling us we need to pay attention here. He says, of which salvation? If you read verse number 9, it says here, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. They've been looking for it. But I come to tell you, bless God, it's just as easy as believing. You just got to believe. He said, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Searched diligently. Have you ever searched diligently? Believing, searching diligently. You put them together. If you'd believe and search diligently, say, search what, preacher? Search the Lord. Search me and find me. Seek him out. Look at him. Hunt for him. Say, preacher, how do you do that? Well, I'll tell you how. Praise him a little bit. Love on him. The preacher didn't just come in here and just go to praying and God just showed up.
The preacher had to praise him. I had to come in here and start praising him. There ain't no telling how many times I walked around this place before he showed up. But thank God he did. Say, why did he do that, preacher? Because I believed beforehand. I thought, well, Lord, you just go show up. And God said, why don't you just start? So I started right back there, and I just started. Well, I thought, I don't know what to pray. I've done praying tonight, Lord. I've run out of things to pray. God said, just love on me. By the time I got to right here and got to thinking about what it was like when God looked at me with his eyes and what it'd be like to feel his hands and what it'd be like just to rub his feet a little bit and how pretty his legs was. And I said, oh, God. I said, God, you've made a pretty boy. And, oh, God, his hair's so pretty. Oh, God, his eyes and how he looks on me, it's so pretty. And God, his hands so pretty. That time, God showed up. Say, why God show up? Because I believed. I believed in what I was praying. I had confidence in what I was sending for the Father. I'm not just praying something wild and foolish up into the air. I believe in what I send up to heaven. Bless God, when I go forth to the prayer room, I got confidence God's going to get a hold of it. Say, how's that, preacher? Because God revealed it to me through the man. He done that Wednesday night. God know what he's doing. God know what he's doing. God give me confidence. Then I got here and I said, God, I've got confidence. You go hear it. I believe. I believe God showed up. We got to believe. The Bible says not only we see the regard of the call here, thirdly, I'm done. We got away. Bible says we see the retrieving of the call here. Verses 12 through 19. It says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteousness, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them to do evil. And who is he that will... Oh, Lord, I'm in the wrong chapter. Lord, have mercy. God, help me. God help me. The Bible says, excuse me, verse number 12, unto whom it was revealed. I'm hung up on that word revealed, bless God. Lord's been revealing things unto me here lately, and I'm hung up on that, and I believe, bless God, I believe that you ain't going to know nothing until God reveals it unto you. And God ain't going to reveal it unto you until it's time you understand. God was give you understanding right now, you probably wouldn't understand if he'd revealed it unto you, because it might not be time. You can't push God into giving you that. You say, well, how you get it, preacher? Believing. You got to believe it, God. Then God reveal it unto you. That's why God put it there in about verse number 12. He didn't say right after, yet believing, then revealing. You got to believe. Then God's going to let you have. Bible says, but unto us they did minister these things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. We can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look on. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner conversation before it is written, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Bless God, you got to search him out. You got to find him. The Bible says, "Who by him do believe in God hath raised him up from the dead." You believe that? You believe that? From the dead and gave him glory. Now this is Peter speaking. And he said, "Who by him do believe in God hath raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." That's key verse. You got to give him hope and glory, and you got to give him your faith and hope that might be in God. You got to give it to him. Believe on him. Believe in him. Believe. Listen, I love Alabama football, and I'm not a bandwagoner. I like the coach, and I like his coaching style. I like the way he's persistent. But to play for him, you got to believe in the purpose. You got to believe in the process. Same thing with the Bible. You got to believe in the process. You got to believe in what God's doing. You got to trust in it. You won't see God move on this thing. You won't see God move on this prayer request. You got to believe in it. Trust the process. I mean, it's been umpteen thousands of years, and God's wrote this book and revealed it unto you. Men of God's been crawling all over this earth preaching this word because they believed in the process. Now, when your man of God stands up and says, "You got to do such and such," you got to praise him, you got to thank him, and then God show up, believe in it. He knows. Say, how's he know? Because he's believed in the process himself. God revealed it unto him. Now he's trying to help you. Just believe. I mean, Lord have mercy. I feel that God wants to do something for our people. And if you want God to turn a new leaf over at Bethel, you've got to believe. You've got to believe. Hey, I believe. It's three things. You've got to believe, be consistent, be faithful. You do them three things, God show up. I believe it. So, church, I ask you tonight, do you believe? I mean, just believe. Just believe.